This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
The Junks are presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, go to CropMetcalf.com. Join their team today. Joining us in about 40 minutes will be Chase Hughes, Wiz reporter for Monumental Sports Network. We'll get back into the Wiz tumbling down the lottery board. They'll be picking sixth in the upcoming NBA draft. In June. So he will join us at 8:40, and we'll get back into the Caps at 9:20 with Alan May. So I was in the bathroom during the break. I know that surprises nobody. And Denton Day was at the far urinal.
He's at the urinal? He wasn't just sitting?
He was at the urinal. I've never seen him standing.
Urinal. He's not the booger boy, is he?
What do you mean?
I'm gonna put him as a no because of his infrequency at being at the
urinal. There's boogers on the wall.
Yeah, it's gross.
Yeah,
it's horrible.
I cleaned
talk
it,
about.
And they're back.
I'm gonna say he is not he's not even on the suspect list because he's too in many, the stalls more often than he is at the urinal.
He'd be like more of like a splatter guy
toilet. I approached him, and AC/DC is playing on 94.7 The Drive in the bathroom. They're playing Back in Black. Mm-hmm. He asked me, did you go to the AC/DC concert last night? I said, no. I mean, I like AC/DC, but not to the point where I would go see them at Northwest Stadium early in the week. Yeah, it's just not going to happen. Though Dan Quinn and Adam Peters were both at the show last night.
Oh, really?
They have a picture together of them posing, throwing up the devil horns. Adam Peters in an AC/DC t-shirt. Dan Quinn, I guess, in his standard Commander's gear.
I could see Dan Quinn there. I didn't know Adam Peters went hard like that, too.
I guess he does. They were hanging out at the AC/DC show. Hmm. And maybe, like, in between songs, they could have been discussing the breaking news out of Cincinnati that Bengals defensive end Trey Hendrickson said the team has cut off contract talks amid a dispute regarding a new deal. In a statement to ESPN's Adam Schefter on Monday, Hendrickson said, quote, no communication has taken place between my camp and the organization following the NFL draft in April. So is he still on the Commander's radar? Do you think Adam Peters, in between hearing
for sure,
Shoot to Thrill and Back in Black, and you
it's probably
be
on everyone's
long,
radar,
is thinking about still trying to acquire Trey Hendrickson to boost up the pass rush.
Can you imagine
rush.
If he did pull off a trade for Trey Hendrickson?
Well, Hendrickson he's a stud. He's 30. He's entering the final year of his deal. He's coming off the best season he's had in the NFL. He led the league with 17.5 sacks last year and made all pro.
He's a baller, no
doubt.
If
they can get him for a deep discount, which I doubt you can get him for a deep discount, then sure. Go make it happen.
What's a decent offer that Cincinnati might even consider? Like, if I'm Adam Peters, I pick up the phone and I call the tightwads that run the Bengals. Now, that might be unfair because they paid Ja'Marr Chase, I think, the biggest non-quarterback deal of all time during the offseason. They redid T. Higgins' deal.
And they're paying Burrow.
They're paying Joe Burrow a ton of money. So I can understand them not wanting to give Trey Hendrickson top-of-the-market defensive end money.
But well, even with Trey Hendrickson, they had an awful defense.
Right.
Remember what the Commanders did to him in week three?
I remember what Lamar Jackson did to them in at least one of the games.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a scorapalooza.
So if I'm Cincinnati, I'm like, yeah, he's a good defensive end and everything, and he racks up a bunch of sacks, but our defense blew chunks.
Right. I'm gonna do my Cakes Peters. I'm going to call Cincinnati. Got him on the phone here.
Well, can I preface it before you do the call?
Yeah, sure.
Before you call.
I've got them on hold
now. I just want to remind you, Mr. Peters.
Yes.
I'm like the little nerdy intern.
Okay, that's fine. I take input from everyone.
Just so you know, we've already given up 2 draft picks next year.
Okay.
The best of my understanding.
Remind me what picks I gave up for next year.
Now I have to look into it. But
run away, minion. Go find that information. All right, I've got Cincinnati on the horn.
Than what you normally would have.
All right, Cincy, we know that Trey Hendrickson, you're not going to re-sign him. You're not in a position of power. We will offer you our 2026 second rounder and 2027 fourth rounder. That's our offer.
What do you think? Second and a fourth?
A second and a fourth.
I think that offer stinks.
So we're going to have like 2 picks next year?
Well, you're also, you know what else you'll have? I can hang up the phone now. I'm talking to my minion now. You also have a guy who's going to give you 15 sacks minimum if he stays healthy.
I don't believe they have a second round pick next year.
Right.
Got to get him back on the horn. Have a second round pick in 2027.
Mike Moore. Listen to me. Can you check the 2026
They gave up
Washington?
A second rounder for Tunsil.
I got
so that's
it right
gone.
Here.
All right, what do they have next year?
It says they're projected to have their second round pick, but they traded their second and a fourth to Houston
for Tunsil.
Yeah, and then their third and seventh this past draft. So they're getting Houston second next year, and that's the only pick
We have Houston second. I have draft capital. I have currency. Deal.
And they did say that it...
So they do have a second.
Hendrickson would garner a fair trade would be a day two package.
That's fine.
That makes sense. I mean,
I would throw in Payne or something too.
Second and a fourth. I think that gets it done.
Second and a fourth and a player.
I would do that like that. Heartbeat.
Keep acting like you're giving them Payne. You're gonna have four
draft picks next year?
Yeah, I'll make the best. You know what? We had 5 this year. I'm going to make the most of my 5.
You can't keep doing that every year, I don't think. I don't know.
If you keep picking the right players, you can survive on lesser picks.
Maybe they have a second from Houston. I didn't think they did, but they I don't think they have a fourth next year.
Yeah, we only have a second round pick as of now.
Okay.
So they have a first, a second, a third, no fourth.
My fourth was in 2027. Yeah. I'm guessing we have a 2027 fourth.
Yeah, okay. Maybe.
I need an intern to give me an updated sheet.
You gotta throw in a player. You know,
that's
fine.
We can find a throw in player.
Yeah.
There's somebody on the roster.
Could even be Payne, but they're not going
to want
to pay
him. Payne's $20+ million off of the Commanders' hands. Mm-hmm. Sure,
after a down year,
have at it. Please take him.
I just don't think it's going to happen.
Should the Commanders make a play for Trey Hendrickson? 800-636-1067 is the number. Look, Adam Peters has been bold with his moves as far as acquiring veteran players. We know this. We've seen the results. He's done it with Debo. He's done it with Laremy Tunsil. He's done it with Lattimore. I think if he had a trade package that worked for the Bengals, that he would do this deal.
It's very feasible because I believe they are still $21 million under the cap.
Right.
Right, currently.
Can pick it up.
And then a lot of people are projecting that Trey's deal would be anywhere between $30 and $35 million per year.
Yep.
So you would basically only have to trim $14 million. So you'd have to rework a couple of deals. That's very doable.
Mm-hmm. Overthecap.com currently has the Commanders at 22.9 of cap space. So $23 million.
So even better. So now you got to rework $11 million.
In that sense, it's always doable. You can always use the pencil, hook a few deals.
It's not outrageous where you can have somebody in and rework a deal and then all of a sudden squeeze out another $11 million for the year.
Yeah, you can figure that out.
It's not a huge hurdle to overcome, I feel like.
Cody Benjamin of CBS Sports ranked the top 5 best spots for him.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For Hendrickson.
Then they had Washington 2. The only team they had ahead of them was Detroit.
Okay.
To pair with Hutchinson, but It'll be interesting to see if they are interested.
All right, that's bad.
Oh, if they get Trey, oh, it's on. It's on.
Yeah.
It's on.
Then you feel like you've pretty much addressed every spot.
Every single need.
Pretty much.
You've patchworked the defense. You've added to the offense.
Right.
You just got done going to the NFC Championship game.
You wouldn't just be addressing it. You'd be getting one of the top two or three pass rushers in the entire league.
And it would help the secondary, which seemed to be like a problem.
Right.
Bringing in an elite pass rush like that. I mean, it's so on.
Be a huge upgrade.
You are so ahead of schedule.
Right, and they're already ahead of schedule with Jaden's development.
Yeah.
Like, he's way better than they expected.
They're kind of in win-now mode. You know, like, as everyone talks about, the most valuable commodity, you know, it's a cliche at this point, but is having a great quarterback on a rookie deal.
But it's true.
So you're suddenly in win-now
mode. It gives you so much financial flexibility for the rest of your roster.
You have the inside track. The iron's hot. The iron couldn't be hotter.
Oh, it's
time
so
to strike.
Hot.
Cakes, you're an ageist, though. He's 30. Does that alarm you?
I don't love the fact that he's already got a 3 starting off his
he
age.
He could have another 3 solid years for sure.
Just need 2 or 3 years of still top level production.
4 of his last 5 years have been double digit sacks. Started his career kind of slow. First 3 years in New Orleans, he only totaled 6.5 sacks.
Yeah, he got better.
All right, let's back up some of
these
calls.
Since then, 13.5, 14, only had 8 in 2022, 17.5, 17.5.
Also might want to test him. I mean, just putting it out there. I mean, to go from those paltry numbers to high double-digit sack numbers.
I think he discovered some juice.
Maybe he added something to his training regimen. I don't know.
Who knows, Cakes?
He found a kit somewhere.
Throwing accusations just slandering him, allegedly.
Let's go to Gary, Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's
Gary.
Up? Hey, Gary.
Good morning, gentlemen. I am a little bit skeptical of this. And just follow me for a second, okay? Right. He's a good player, okay? I mean, it concerns me that his defense wasn't that good, but I can't blame him for that. You could have said the same thing about the guy from Cleveland that we were hoping to get. His defense wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Yeah. The problem I have is exactly what you started. I can't forget what one of you said. For a reasonable compensation, you don't give up a lot for him, okay? A second day, third day, maybe a fourth and fifth round pick, maybe a third round pick. But the problem is, we're chasing our tail here. It's the same thing that happened at left tackle with Laramie Tunsil. If we would have drafted a young left tackle last year, okay, in the second round when we had 3 picks, 2 of them are starting with the teams that that drafted them last year in the second round, we don't have to go out and get a Laramie Tunsil at $27 million and give up 4 young players in the form of draft picks because we missed out on an opportunity to get a left tackle last year. I don't want them to do the same thing at defensive end when there were 2 defensive ends at the bottom of the first round that they could have received under rookie contract. Now we go out and we get Trey Hendrickson. We give up major draft capital, and we have to pay the guy $30 million. I mean, we're chasing our tail a little bit because of missed opportunities, and that's the concern I have with Hendrickson. So he's going to be 30 years old. And I don't know that teams just don't double team him because we don't have another guy on the other side that they have to be worried about. So I that's the concern I have. We've given up 4 players and 20-some-odd million dollars worth of salary cap space with Laramie Tunsil. If we would have drafted a young tackle last year to go along with Jaden, we had a rookie left tackle making $3 million a year under a rookie contract for the next 5 years, and we still have 4 draft picks.
When would we have drafted him, right? Because we had Jaden with the first pick, what, like a second-round tackle?
Yeah, the 2 tackles that went in the second round last year, one went to Baltimore, started every game, and the other one went to Miami, started every game. Mm-hmm. My point is that if they would have drafted that kid right there, we don't draft Laramie Tunsil. I mean, we don't trade for him, and we have all of that salary cap space, and we have 4 draft picks coming up in the next 2 years that we gave up.
I got it. I mean, thank you, Gary. Appreciate it.
I find it hard to criticize Adam Peters. He went from 2024, your tackles were Brandon Coleman, I believe Wiley was starting a right tackle, unless I'm missing something. And now we're going to have Laramie Tunsil at left tackle, who's, last time I checked, a borderline Hall of Famer, or he may be a Hall of Famer, and you drafted a super athletic right tackle in Connerly to upgrade that spot on your line.
And you could move Coleman from the left to the right.
What are we complaining about?
Yeah, I mean, and Adam
just
Peters
that he gave up maybe too much.
And Adam Peters clearly felt like, okay, Coleman's going to be a really good player for us.
Right.
And he felt like Johnny Newton in the second round last year was too good to pass over.
Right.
And by the way, that was also a position of need because they knew that they were going to end up getting rid of Johnny.
Right. He was going to move on.
Yeah.
I don't know if Hendrickson is the right move. They're a defense that actually was in the top half in sacks. Mm-hmm. Their biggest problem is stopping the run. They were 30th against the run. Now, maybe he's one of those unicorns that's great at rushing the passer and also great at stopping the run. But to me, and I think that that's what they are focusing on, is stopping the run. That's why they added a big guy in Kinlaw.
Yeah.
And look, they were able to generate pass rush. Maybe, you know, it comes from Luvu. It comes from other guys. That wasn't their big problem. Their problem was stopping almost every team's run, but specifically, they got to stop Saquon Barkley.
Agree with that?
Maybe you're right. Maybe he feels like, and just the fans feel like they need an edge rusher. Maybe he feels like we don't need it. You know what I mean?
They feel like
maybe he feels
on
like
the margins and picked up guys like Dietrich Wise. Like,
yeah, and maybe he's going to move linebacker, or who knows what they're going to do defensively.
Is Marshall? I'm getting somebody to that's a
no,
big.
No, I don't think he's right.
Yeah, they're saying we don't have a second round pick.
Here's the pick. Here's
we have a first, a third, a fifth, a sixth, and a seventh.
Here was the trade for Tunsil. Tunsil comes here and the 2025 fourth rounder. That was obviously this year.
Mm-hmm.
Who'd they take in the fourth round?
Lane.
Jaylen Lane. Took Jaylen Lane. All right, so essentially Tunsil and Lane.
Mm-hmm.
Texans got the 2025 third rounder, 2025 seventh rounder, 2026 second rounder, 2026 fourth rounder.
Mm-hmm.
So the second rounder for next year is going to Houston.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I don't know. Mar's a donk.
Mar, they didn't swap second rounders. It looks like
he's trying to vet his information with Valdez here.
I'm literally looking at it right now. I typed in Commanders draft picks 2026. The first sentence, the Washington Commanders are projected to have one draft pick in the 2026 draft, which is their second round selection.
Right, that's wrong. Are you reading that?
That's AI. He's reading AI.
You're reading AI BS. If you go to a regular website, you could see what picks
that's the
they have.
That's the problem with that generation. Yeah, I mean, just believe AI.
Yeah, you're
rocking.
Just reading AI BS, and it's just doing its best interpretation of whatever it can call.
I feel like the Commanders are in a fortunate situation right here because all of these contracts will basically be off the books by the time you try to re-sign Jaden.
I'm just saying we don't have the capital necessarily to acquire him. Unless you want to have like three picks next year.
Yeah.
Because you'd have to give up like a third. I don't know. Maybe next year's
you know
second.
I'm ready to mortgage 2027.
Yeah. Let's just keep, yeah.
Right? I kick the can down the road.
Sure. I mean, if you're Adam Peters, you don't even know if you're going to be here in 2027. You probably will be, but you're not 100% sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm not afraid to kick the can down the road.
Not at all.
100% chance he's here in 2027.
I think he will be too. All right, we'll continue to take your calls. Do you like Trey Hendrickson possibly being dealt here to the Washington Commanders? He is at loggerheads, that's a really old term, with his current organization, the Cincinnati Bengals. They can't get a deal done. Would he look good in burgundy and gold? We'll take your calls at 800-636-1067. Continuing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
To take your calls at 800-636-1067 about the possibility of Trey Hendrickson, the pass rusher from the Bengals, getting dealt maybe to the Commanders. He has 1 year left on his deal. He has expressed frustration that the Bengals have basically cut off communication with him and his agent, so no deal appears to be imminent. Also, we have an update on the schedule we learned yesterday. This is what we know about the Commanders' schedule. The only game we know for certain is that in Week 16, the Eagles will be playing at Northwest Stadium. That's Saturday, December 20th.
I mean, it's cool that they leaked that, but that's like a random, like, who cares about Week 16?
I'm just giving the people information.
I like it when they leak the Week 1 stuff.
Yeah.
Like, who cares about, like, some random Week 16?
Didn't they play them in Week 16 this year?
It was pretty late.
I think so. I was at that game. Big win at Northwest Stadium.
They won Week 16, then they beat the Falcons, and then they beat the Cowboys down the stretch.
For whatever reason, people are giving some validity to the rumor that they'll be playing the Dolphins in Madrid.
Yes.
You know, and of course, Dan Quinn didn't shoot it down when he gave his, like, I don't know, his Spanish answer or whatever the hell he said. He
said no comment en español.
Yeah.
Is that sin comentario?
So that seemed to almost, confirm it.
Mm-hmm.
But...
back to the Trey Hendrickson thing. They finished. I mean, it's kind of stunning because they didn't have anybody that really stood out. Dante Fowler Jr. had a nice year. They finished 12th in sacks.
Okay, but
it's not number one.
Their top sack guy walked out the door.
Right.
So you're just assuming that they're going to finish top 12 again without their top sack guy?
No, but the point is that it's not as massive a need necessarily as what the fan base might think.
Yeah, but I brought this up when you look at Fowler. Fowler wasn't some guy that was racking up a ton of sacks. He had, like, his best year.
We had his best year, and also he was a lot less impactful down the stretch. Like, they were, like, in the first 10 games, I felt like it was more impactful.
I just think their priority, because he was a liability in the running game.
Yeah.
And that's why they think that a lot of people think, we'll see what happens, that Kinlaw, even though he's got kind of the stature of a defensive tackle, that they're going to use him out at the end a lot.
The more I look at it, and I'm staring at their draft picks next year. They pick 26th, they pick 90th, they pick 166, 207, and 240. All right? 207 and 240, I mean, are just like undrafted free agents. I'm sorry. There's really no difference. So they basically have three in the top 166. They're not going to then give away one of those. They're not going to do this. I'll be stunned if they do it. I think they're more likely to kind of play the waiting game and get like a 35-year-old guy that's looking for a team.
I hate that plan.
But for 1 year, that just can help you. He's a pass rushing specialist or whatever. Or like 33 cakes, whatever. Or just some guy that a team cuts.
Maybe like Za'Darius Smith. Maybe that's a guy that
signed. Right, a guy like in that
he's
mold.
He's like walking the streets right now unless he signed someone in the last few weeks.
It's going to be more likely like that or a guy that a team cuts because they have a plethora of pass rushers or whatever, and, you know, like an aging guy and, you know, their version of a Dante Fowler or something.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen before they get, whittle themselves down to like three or four picks next year.
I think if Adam Peters and Dan Quinn felt like it was an urgent need, they would have already addressed it.
Yeah. They think that Quinn and those guys can scheme up something with the guys they have.
Or, like you said, maybe they add another guy at some point.
I could, but it's not going to be given up and being whittled down to like three picks.
I think you're right.
That just seems dumb.
I think you're right.
I mean, there's just no chance. They're not going to pull a Ditka.
Right, I mean, he's not going to give away the entire draft, but I wouldn't be stunned if he made another bold move to help upgrade the team.
With what, though, Case? You got to have – you can't just empty the clip and have nothing.
He's done it the last year and a half.
Yeah, but he had stuff. Like
he's got future draft picks. Like Valdez said, the deal of 2027 pick. Who cares?
That's different. Well, I don't know. I have to look at what they have.
Now, other teams are going to be like, well, we want something a little –
Since he might say we don't want the 2 years down the road.
They very well could.
What if they think, I know you're going to laugh at this, but what if they think Cleveland Farrell can have a season like Dante Fowler had a season ago?
Show me when he's had a season where he hasn't double-digit sacks.
He hasn't.
Okay, then I would do the Mike Rizzo point to the back of the baseball card bit.
Okay, but I don't think Dante Fowler had either.
Well, he was a much... He was much more accomplished than Cleveland Farrell when it came to pass rushing and sack numbers.
He had one season in 2019, double-digit sacks.
Right.
But after that, this is what happened with Fowler before that. It was 3, 4.5, 6, 4. Those were his four seasons before joining Washington, and then he got 10.5.
But he was so sort of underwhelming down the stretch, they didn't even play him that much. Let's go to Larry in South Carolina. Larry, what's up, buddy? You're on with the Junks.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I'm calling from Little River. It's just north of North Myrtle Beach, EB, so I hope that's approved to you.
All right, North Myrtle, greater than South Myrtle.
Are you down there? Sure. Are you down there on vacay, or do you live down there?
No, I just moved here last Labor Day, and Jason, you'd love it here. It's a great little town right on the Carolinas, North Carolina, South Carolina border. Great place to retire, my friend.
Okay, so you're retiring there, so you're not working, just chilling, playing golf?
I'm doing a little insurance and going to the beach and, you know, playing some golf and just enjoying my life and listening to the Junks every morning.
It sounds like he's working about a day and a half per week.
Love it.
How old are you?
That's what I'm reading there.
Yeah, how old are you, Larry?
I'll be 62 next month.
Wow, you got an old lady with you?
Just got married on Sunday, actually.
Hey, congrats.
Wow. Congrats.
Look at this. You're going to have a lot of, early 60s sex. Pretty good, right?
Yeah, geriatric buns.
Yeah.
Good life.
Yeah.
It's a good life, my friend. It's a good life.
Yeah, congratulations, pal. How old is your wife? How old is your wife? Same age?
She's 57.
A little younger. A little hornier. Good. Good. All right, what's your take on this?
So my take on this is we got Daniels' contract as a rookie deal for the next 2 or 3 years. We should take advantage of signing as many vets as we can because rookies aren't going to do us much good while he's on that rookie contract. So let's get as many vets as we can in here. Got to catch the Eagles. I mean, we got to catch up to them. That's my main point of this.
So you're all in on it. So you don't care that they might only have three or four picks next year.
No, I mean, we had 5 picks this year, but we added, you know, Debo Samuel, we added Tunsil, you know, we got a couple of veterans to as backups. So, you know, I'm still hoping Lattimore kicks in. I know you've given up on him, but
kinda.
I think Lattimore still has a little bit left in the tank.
I hope you're right. I hope he's all healed and all of a sudden he can, like, keep up with guys without climbing on the back of them. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, of course. All right, guys, thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Thanks for the kind words.
Thanks for checking in.
Enjoy.
Down south.
Enjoy the sex. All right. When did he say he just got married Sunday?
Just recently, yeah.
Yeah, it's wild. All right, let's go to James in Bethesda. James, what's up? You're all in the Junks.
By the way, before I get to Hendrickson, realize the Redskins' schedule this year is going to be much, much tougher. There's no Carolina, Atlanta, New Orleans.
Yeah, but so, it's like middle of the pack. It's a big jump from last year, but it's not the toughest. But it is a big jump from last year.
Those 12th-ranked sacks aren't going to work again, and the fact they didn't take a defensive end in this loaded draft is probably going to come back to bite them. But I'll address Hendrickson now. Cakes, you've lost your mind. They're not going to get Hendrickson for a second and a fourth. And if you guys remember back in the spring, they wanted two first-round draft choices. Hendrickson has 15 sacks 3 years ago, fourth in the NFL, 17.5 2 years ago, second in the NFL, and 17.5 last year, first in the NFL. He's by far the best player on their defense, and they're not giving him up for a second and a fourth.
Well, the longer hold on to him, the less valuable he becomes. You realize that.
They're going to end up making a deal, and he's going to come into camp because nobody was offering that two first-round draft choices in the spring.
Yeah, they're not
getting
two.
That's why he's still sitting there.
Yeah. We'll see what happens.
Maybe not, but that's what they want. And it's certainly not going to be Case's second and fourth. He sounds like a delusional Redskin fan.
All right. Well,
why so angry?
Yeah, why so mad?
Yeah, we're just telling you what people are.
It's called a first offer, sir.
Yeah, we're just telling you what people are saying.
We're negotiating
here. You guys are on the radio for the entire spring, and they said we want two first round draft choices. And now Cakes thinks they're going to throw that
out. First
of all, they can say that.
It doesn't matter what they say. They want. It doesn't matter.
I want $1 million. I'm not going to get it.
Yeah, they ain't getting two firsts.
No, well, that maybe not, but they're certainly not taking a second and a fourth.
Well, things change. Things change.
I'll tell you what. I'll call you back when they make that deal.
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Okay,
I'm looking forward
I guarantee you're not going to call us back if they trade him for a second and fourth.
I understand his anger.
I guarantee that.
He just went through the Caps falling in a 3-1 hole and the Wizards just having the worst luck of all time in the lottery.
By the way, we didn't pluck that out of thin air. That's the trade value. That's what people are saying the trade value is.
Yeah,
Cakes just didn't look at Google Commander's draft picks and just take two of them.
No,
I think he kind
of
did.
It's years of research, Valdez, and people crunching numbers behind the scenes for me to come up with that draft pick compensation.
If you Google the trade value, they're saying it's a day two package.
Thank you.
Yeah, I did. I saw second and fourth.
Yes.
All I am is
I saw one potential package with a first.
Caller was very angry.
Yes.
He was very ornery this morning.
You might be right. It was a tough night for DC Sports.
It was a rough one. Not even throwing in the Nationals are just taking
six straight losses
left and right.
Yep.
It's not great.
I hope they win tonight because I don't like talking to Riz after long losses. Like if they're going to lose seven straight.
He usually handles it.
He usually
is pretty perky.
He does.
Especially when they're not in the hunt.
But if he's going to call a 7-game losing streak, won't be very happy.
How you doing, Junkies?
Hey, guys.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk about the Wizards' bad luck in last night's draft lottery with Chase Hughes, Wiz reporter for Monumental Sports Network. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back to the Junks. We're going to head out to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. We're joined by Chase Hughes, Wizards reporter for Monumental Sports Network. Good morning, Chase. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Thanks for having me on.
Chase. Of course. How surprised were you that the Wizards got the worst possible bounce of the ping pong balls? And I don't even know how they put those weird permutations of numbers and series of numbers together to get the picks. But they fall from having a 52% chance to land in the top four all the way down to six. Were you surprised at all when you heard that news?
Of course. I mean, factually speaking, it was the worst scenario they could have, right? They couldn't fall any lower than six. And I don't know what was more surprising, that or the Dallas Mavericks getting the number one pick, but it's kind of a crazy event to go to, the draft lottery, because there's like a ton of people there in this huge room, but there's no fans. Like, everyone's there for work. It's like agents, executives, and media. So no one like really reacts that loudly. It's not like the NFL draft when like the Jets make a pick and everyone boos. So we're sitting there and everyone is kind of like reacting in silence. Meanwhile, very randomly, I'm sitting next to PFT commenter who's watching the Caps game on his phone. Like, that was surreal. So like, I was with some Wizards reporters and we're kind of processing the news that, you know, the Wizards got the sixth pick. And then the rest of the room was focused on, wow, the Sixers at three, you know, the Spurs at two, the Mavs at one. They had a 1.8% chance. So the whole night was really surprising. And then adding to that, afterwards, you know, I finished my story and I meet up with some media colleagues and they're like, do you hear what happened to Jason Tatum?
Yeah.
No. I didn't believe them when they said it. Like, what an unbelievable night for the NBA. And, of course, the Wizards were involved.
So what's next for this team? Is it just going to be another long year of losing?
Well, I mean, they're still like in the middle of the rebuild. So I think regardless if they got the first or second pick, like, they were going to continue on this course next year. But I would just kind of tell Wizards fans, just because they're picking six doesn't mean they can't get a really good player. Like, I've been surprised looking back at drafts of the past, like how much talent is usually on the board at six. In my research, like, there's an average of three all-stars still available at six. And, you know, the average pick of the best player in the NBA draft is like 12 or 13, which I was pretty surprised to find. But like, if you think about it, a lot of the best players in the league were picked after six. So I think, you know, we always go into the lottery and the draft thinking like, oh, you know, this is a two-player draft. You got to get one of the top two players. But, you know, more often than not, you revisit it 10 years later and you realize that, you know, the best player was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 11 or Giannis at 15. So I think the Wizards are still going to have an opportunity to get a really good player, and it's obviously going to be up to their front office. They're going to have to do their homework to a probably a greater extent than they would have had to if they got the number one pick. But, you know, I don't think it necessarily changes their timeline dramatically. It could, of course. It definitely could. But I think there's still going to be some talent on the board at six. So, you know, I think regardless, next year was probably going to be similar, no matter what the result of last night was.
What was, were you around Dawkins and Winger, any of those guys? What was their reaction? Were they able to did they show disappointment, or did they just sort of just act like, yeah, it is what it is?
Yeah, they kind of act like it is what it is. You know, Dawkins was actually in the back room. So the way the lottery works is they have this room in the back where the actual drawing happens, and everyone's got to, like, be sequestered. They hand over their cell phones. There's a few media members back there to cover it, but Dawkins was back there. So we didn't see him until after everything was announced on TV, because that's when they're allowed to sort of come out of that room. And I was sitting in the back. Every team has a table in the front. I didn't really get to see how they reacted, but, you know, Dawkins, I'm sure he was disappointed to a certain extent, but, you know, he put on a good face and, you know, expressed optimism. He thinks it's a deep draft. And he made some good points. You know, that 18th pick that they have, that they got from the Grizzlies, that looms very large now because, you know, if Wizards fans recall, the Wizards got this pick from the Grizzlies at the deadline, and they almost lost it. If the Grizzlies missed the playoffs, they would have kept their pick. It was lottery protected, but they made the playoffs. So the Wizards got that pick. It could have been 18, 19, or 20. They got the best scenario based on a coin flip. So now they're at 18 and 6. So, you know, maybe you could trade up. If not, you know, either way, you can get two players in the top 18 in a draft that Will Dawkins says he believes is pretty deep.
Chase, you follow the percentages of landing the number one pick and top four and scenarios. You follow that much closer than I do. But we've been taking calls throughout the entire show. If you look back at the lottery, basically the last 4 years, Orlando 4 years ago had 17 more wins than Detroit. Detroit had the worst record. And Orlando got the top pick. They took Pablo. San Antonio then took Victor. They had the fifth worst record. Not the worst, but the fifth. So their percentages weren't that drastic compared to the worst teams. Atlanta last year had 36 wins. Okay. You know, that's a lot more wins than what, well, let's just say Washington had. Washington had 15. Atlanta gets the number one pick. This year, Dallas had 22 more wins than the worst record, which was Utah, and they get the top pick. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's rigged. We've had a bunch of callers today say it's rigged. I know you know it's probably not rigged, but it's questionable. It's very questionable on how these teams land at 1.8%. And who knows what the number one pick, who knows how good Flag will be. I mean, chances are he's going to be very good, but we don't know. But just the fact that the process is so effed up, I think that has Wizards fans really pissed.
Well, I think they felt just like the harsh reality of the new lottery format, right? It was installed in 2019. And, you know, at first when they changed the odds, everyone looks at like, okay, they flatten the odds to get the number one pick. It's a little lower than it was. But when you take a closer look, you realize that if you're a team like the Wizards, your most likely picks are fifth and sixth. Like, their most likely pick was fifth. It was like a 27% chance. So basically, they have like a 50% chance of picking fifth or sixth. And that's what ended up happening. And we've seen that happen to several teams. You know, the Detroit Pistons, two straight years, had the worst record in the league. And that included the Wembanyama year. And they fell down to fifth.
Right.
So it can be crushing. But I would just say, you know, the draft order, I think, can be a little bit overrated. I always, you know, whenever I have these arguments with friends of mine, I say, well, look at the teams that have won titles this century, 25 teams. Like, how many of them won just because they got lucky on lottery night? Like, that's just not often how it works. I think no matter what, you're going to win if you see things that other teams don't. In the draft itself. And, you know, I think the Warriors are probably the best example of that. They built an entire dynasty without the top five pick, but, you know, they're not alone. The Nuggets, the Bucks, a lot of these teams built it, and it had nothing to do with them just getting lucky with a ping pong ball on lottery night.
We're joined by Chase Hughes, Wizards reporter for Monumental Sports Network. You can follow him on Twitter, at ChaseDCSports. So you tweeted this last night. Some names to watch for the Wizards include VJ Edgecombe, Trey Johnson, Ace Bailey, Derek Queen, and Jeremiah Fears. We know that Bob Carrington was stumping for his hometown guy, Derek Queen, from Baltimore. Which of those players do you think makes the best fit if they stay put at six?
I mean, Derek Queen definitely stands out. I mentioned Edgecombe and Trey Johnson. I feel pretty confident they'll be gone. You just never know. Like, guys can fall. Things can change from here to the draft. But Derek Queen, first of all, what an unbelievable rise as a draft prospect. Like, this guy was not even on mock drafts before the season. And a lot of people thought he was going to be, you know, someone who would go to college for multiple years, like not the type that would be one and done. But he just kept rising up, became a first round pick, then a lottery pick. And now I fully expect he's going to be in the range of the Wizards, you know, around the sixth pick. And, you know, he does have a long history with Bob Carrington. Bob was telling us his family, Derek Queen, one side of his family lived three doors down from him in Baltimore. And, you know, they went to the same schools, play for the same AAU team, not at the same time, but they're really good friends. And, you know, so that could be a silver lining. You know, Derek Queen is arguably the best local prospect since, I would say, Otto Porter, I think, in terms of how high he could be drafted, maybe the best Maryland prospect since Steve Francis, in terms of how high he could be picked. So that could be fun. I mean, I saw him play against Rutgers this year. I went to see him. I thought he'd be, you know, first round pick. I was really there to see Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey, who I thought would be two top five picks. And Derek Queen absolutely took over that game. He looked like the best player on the floor. So I'm really high on his potential as an NBA player. And if he came to the Wizards, that'd be a cool story.
What do you think the biggest need is right now for this team, position-wise?
Well, you know, I think they're at a point in their rebuild where they just have to go best player available, even if they have that position on their roster. But in terms of, you know, a need, I mean, they've got their rim protector and Alex Saar. They've got their wings with Bilal Coulibaly and Keyshawn George. So, you know, Derek Queen, you could argue, would fit in pretty well with his offense. I think they've gone defense these first few drafts, and they've laid a decent foundation defensively. It hasn't really shown up in the numbers yet, but, like, you could see the potential. But they're the worst offense in the league. So if they could get a scorer like Derek Queen, who, you know, maybe someday could average 20 points a game or something, then that could fit in pretty well. But there's going to be several guys, you know, available, I think, who present high upside on offense. So I would just say scoring in general.
And then don't put it past Will to go after a Frenchman. He's done it the last 2 years. And if you look at mock drafts, there's three of them that are projected to go, I don't know, top 10, 12, 13 kids, you know, kids I've never seen play. But your thoughts on that possibility?
Yeah, well, one name in particular is Nolan Traore. And going into this year, he was expected to be a top five pick because he's like a really big athletic point guard. He just had a pretty bad season in his professional league overseas. So I think it's possible he could be there at 18. And, you know, his skill set sort of being a natural point guard, that's another thing that they haven't really drafted yet. I mean, Bob Carrington's more of a combo guard. So, yeah, I can't rule out the possibility of another French player coming here.
Hey, Chase, usually at 18 with former Wizards, you know, front office, offices running drafts, I'd be like, I'm not really confident they're going to find a guy. At 18, it's going to help them. But Bob being picked at 14 last year, I mean, he had a really good rookie campaign. He scored almost 10 a game, 4 rebounds, 4.5 assists, shot 35% from three-point land. Like, that was a good find in the mid-first round. So I have confidence that Will and his staff, that they're going to find a contributor at 18.
I mean, it's just more bites at the apple, right? You know, there was this clip recently that went viral of Eric DaCosta, the Ravens GM, talking about the draft, how unpredictable it is in the NFL. And he said, the only thing you can do is get as many picks as possible. And, you know, it just gives you more chances. And you look at some of these teams that have rebuilt successfully recently, like the Houston Rockets. Like, they had all these top picks, right? They were in the lottery trying to get the number one pick. The best player they've drafted is Alperen Şengün. He went 16th overall. They had the second pick that year, and they found a better guy at 16. And, you know, the Oklahoma City Thunder, they got Jalen Williams, I believe it was with the 12th pick, and they had a bunch of picks in that draft, including the 11th pick. They picked a bust, Ousmane Dieng, but they found a potential superstar at 12. So, you know, even the best front offices swing and miss sometimes. So just the more picks you get, just the greater odds you're going to find a good player. And I think we saw that last year. The Wizards were able to take some chances, and it looks like they may have gotten some good players who have really bright futures, as you mentioned, with Bob and Keyshawn.
Chase, thanks as always for the time, man. We do appreciate it. We'll talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.
That's Chase Hughes at Chase DC Sports is where you find him on Twitter. He's a Wizards reporter for Monumental Sports Network. When we come back, we'll get into EB's entertainment page. And don't forget, coming up at 9:20, Alan May from Monumental Sports Network talks Caps with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.